Konnichiwa, listeners. You're listening to the Potty Slam, a wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the locker room and beyond. And usually I am joined by April and Josh Shoup, but they're both sick this week as of the time of this recording. So I am joined by my wife, Erin.
Hello.
Which is perfect for Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's to you as well.
Thank you.
What are we going to do this weekend, this Saturday?
We're going to go get our sushi on.
That's how we like to celebrate. So for Valentine's Day, as I sit here with my Valentine, we are going to discuss, and this is from the richest, it's things you didn't know about the marriage of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Now, you know, Stephanie McMahon is the daughter of Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, and the heir apparent. She is the heir apparent to the company whenever Vince should decide to retire. Her husband, Triple H, is a 14-time world heavyweight champion, arguably the most important wrestling character in WWE over just under the past two decades. Both on screen and behind the camera, Triple H and Stephanie have grown in prowess and importance over the past several years to a point where they are unquestionably the number two and number three behind Vince McMahon. Now, there is no denying Triple H and Stephanie McMahon both love the professional wrestling industry. They've been inside the business their entire lives. I mean, Stephanie McMahon was, she appeared on TV when she, I believe, a late teens, even early 20s. So here are some things that you may not have known about their relationship. Stephanie broke up Triple H in China. Triple H debuted in WWE in April of 1995 as the Blue Blood Hunter Hearst Helmsley. It's kind of a, he was like a dicky, well-to-do kind of character. He struggled to get over with fans, but he started being introduced with increasingly beautiful women, including Sable, who started to get the crowd to boo the conceited new superstar. With a string of gorgeous blondes helped him stand, it was pairing him up with China that started to send Triple H into the stratosphere, making him a relevant wrestler. Triple H had been dating China in real life for several years, and the relationship continued as they began working together on TV. Soon the duo joined Shawn Michaels and D-Generation X, and it seemed they could one day rule the WWE together as a major power couple themselves. Unfortunately for China, the duo eventually broke up on screen. Then Triple H was paired with Stephanie McMahon, and that, which was a fake relationship at the time, gradually turned into a real relationship that left China in the dust.
Yikes.
It's unclear exactly how much sneaking around China's back there was versus Triple H flat out admitting to other things were over. It was time to move on. But that clearly actually hurt China.
I did like China.
Yeah. She kind of hit the skids with drugs, I think, after they let her go.
That was sad.
Yeah. Now, Triple H and Stephanie McMahon began their relationship on TV in late November of 1999. Her character was set to marry Test, but Triple H interrupted the wedding to reveal that he had drugged her, kidnapped her, and tricked her to a Las Vegas chapel attendant to sign their wedding papers. But because this is wrestling, the incredibly illegality of these actions were, you know, they're kind of brushed aside. You had to, what's the term I'm looking for? Disbelief. You had to suspend your belief, I guess. The two had obviously known each other prior to this incident, but there was no actual relationship at the time. See, I'd always thought that there was a relationship when this happened, but it was. It's not uncommon for actors and actresses working together in close quarters to develop actual feelings for each other, especially if some inkling of similarity already exists between them. They've actually still get accused of having a fake relationship.
I've always been fascinated by that because you see what I love about one of the things I love the most about wrestling. And this is going to sound crazy is that I like to look for the glimpses of the true person.
Yeah.
Like once in a while, somebody will break, like, this is just like heresy for me to say this, but it's fun to see them break. Like you can tell when they break character and I love to look for those little moments. And so it's fascinating to me to think about who they really are. mm-hmm. what the relationship is really like based on the characters that they play and their relationship on the screen.
I think that's fun. I think that's like live television, like when you watch Saturday Night Live and they kind of break character or they laugh when they shouldn't.
Yeah, I love those little moments.
That's fun to watch. Now, the entertainment industry can occasionally be a pretty shady place, and professional wrestling might be one of its darkest and most questionable corners. Wrestlers are constantly suspected to be forging relationships with bigger name talent people in higher positions in order to help their career. So they'll try to date or maybe even sleep with people who are above them to kind of move themselves up. I think, or politics, you see it.
Is that just within their characters or like
in real life
behind the scenes?
I think in both. I think both you might see that. It's for this reason that many people have seen Triple H's natural ambition and accused him of completely fabricating his love for Stephanie and commitment to the marriage so that he one day will be in charge of WWE.
Well, that could be, you could see that as plausible.
Yeah. I mean, it looks a little weird when you're dating the daughter of the owner of the company.
Yeah, it does.
And eventually marrying her. And as a matter of fact, other wrestlers have accused Triple H of this with little proof. But former WWE writer Dan Madigan was actually able to tell a personal story he felt said it all. One evening, Madigan, Vince, Stephanie, and Triple H were all in a car together, and Vince and Stephanie fell asleep. Madigan claimed Triple H stared at them with a conqueror's contempt, only to laugh when Madigan noticed. It's kind of impossible to tell whether or not two people are actually in love aside from simply to trust them, but enough people have questioned them that perhaps Stephanie needs to take notice. I think that's kind of bull to say that he had a look on his face. Like, how do you can't judge someone's relationship based on a look.
Right, that's kind of ridiculous.
That doesn't seem realistic to me, and that's kind of the whole wrestling is kind of seedy that way. I think you have people who quit the company, then all of a sudden have bad things to say about other people. Now, Stephanie McMahon is the daughter of a billionaire and has a pretty easy life. But that doesn't mean she's an idiot. Stephanie is completely aware of the fact that Triple H could be simply using her for the money, power, and influence, gradually attempting to sneak his way into a position of authority. Her response to the possibility? Probably not. Stephanie has addressed the idea of Triple H faking his love for her as early as 2003, when she and Robin Quivers discussed the issue on the Howard Stern show. Stephanie outright admitted it would be a great plan for Triple H to go through if he truly wanted to take control, but countered it could ruin his career if he messed it all up. The issue with Stephanie's response is that, well, Triple H hasn't messed it up yet. It's actually been, so you figure 2003, it's now 2019. You're talking 15, 16 years later. I think at this point, they have children together.
Yeah, there has to be something real there.
Absolutely. And here's
That doesn't mean he doesn't still want to be.
It could the be boss. Both. Yeah. While fans of the WWE universe have reacted rather negatively to the idea of Vince McMahon's daughter dating one of its top superstars, that really doesn't compare to the initial reaction to people within the business. Members of the roster pretty much had to deal with it or go elsewhere. But for decades, if not centuries, the idea of a wrestler dating anybody remotely related to a promoter was seen as a huge no-no. The problems such a relationship could cause are obvious from the start: favoritism and nepotism. And there's no more obvious favoritism than getting married to an employee. Imagine being married to, that would be weird for you to marry. Imagine being married to your boss, but don't you think people would question?
Yeah.
Stephanie and Triple H both obviously knew about the industry rule, but they threw caution in the wind very quickly after they started hanging out romantically. Stephanie worried Vince in particular might have a problem with it, but she powered through and followed her heart anyway, and before long, Vince became one of the most vocal supporters of their union. However, plenty of insiders still took great caution and understood that things could easily go south if she started giving her husband preferential treatment. Now, the living legend Larry Zbyszko is a Hall of Famer, arguably best known with his feud with Bruno Sammartino and his time in the AWA, which was a wrestling. It's like where Hulk Hogan got a start. There's a lot of wrestlers that got their start in the AWA. It was like based in Minnesota and they had television shows in the Great Lakes area. Zbyszko was the final AWA world champion, first earning the title in 1989 by winning a battle royal and then going on to hold the title for a better part of 2 years, despite a brief interruption by an aged Mr. Saito. The AWA was plagued with dozens of problems at this point, and most fans thought it wouldn't be long before the company went out of business, pointing to the failing title reign of Zbyszko as one of the most disappointing and reasons for the company to die. Well, that's because Zbyszko was married to Kathy Gagne, the daughter of the promoter, Vern Gagne. So it's the same thing. Zbyszko denies up and down any claims that he only achieved his position in the company due to his wife, just like Triple H denies that today. He goes on to argue he was already poised to become a major deal in the business prior to the marriage. The only difference is how quickly Zbyszko destroyed the AWA and was out of business 2 years after he won the championship. So there's a case right there of someone marrying the daughter of the owner and it just went badly. They actually got married 4 years after they did on television. The first televised wedding of Triple H and Stephanie McMahon occurred at a 24-hour Las Vegas wedding. Jeff, we went over that already, where she was drugged. And if you haven't seen that, actually, we'll post that. We'll post that on the Facebook page and on Twitter. By the time the couple married for real, Stephanie was on SmackDown and Triple H was on Raw, and it would be a long time before they reunited on screen. Stephanie was written off television days before the real wedding took place, and Triple H maintained a major role, often feuding with Vince or Shane McMahon without referring to the fact that they were actually family. It's hard to argue when exactly real life and TV merged, as fans were completely let in on the truth, but we'll say around 2011, when Triple H was officially referred to as COO on Raw. They have three daughters. Here's a picture. While it may seem like we're coming down hard on the relationship between the two, let's make it clear we're just reporting what people have said about them, and there's plenty of evidence that their relationship is completely legitimate as well. They've been together for the better part of, like we did, of 17 years, and have been happily married 13 of those years. So actually, now I think it's 2003, but... And both seem very content with the way their lives seem to be going. On top of that, they have three daughters together, which one would hope does a little bit to dispel the thought that they have just made it a political partnership.
Yeah.
The couple's first daughter, Aurora Rose, was born in 2006. Murphy Claire followed in 2008, and Vaughn Evelyn came in 2010. With the girls all growing older, Stephanie and Triple H are increasingly splitting their time between family life and wrestling life, but they always seem to have time for happy photo ops that prove that they're a genuine, loving unit. Now, as for the rumors that the entire increased focus on women's wrestling in WWE is ultimately based on the end games that they think people think that their daughters are going to eventually be in wrestling.
Well, you wonder. Are they going to completely shield them from the spotlight, which I feel like that's what they're doing, at least when they're this young.
You would think that.
Is that his daughter?
No. That picture I showed you was, though.
Yeah, I mean, their faces are not. The faces in the photo, they're not facing the camera. If you notice, mm-hmm. The girls.
Kind of shielding, yeah.
I think they're shielding mm-hmm. them. Well, it makes sense. How old are they? You know?
Oh, yeah, They're the only married champions in history. Triple H and Stephanie McMahon marriage is a historic one for a cavalcade of reasons, both obvious and subtle. And these reasons will become more obvious and less subtle as time goes on and their control over WWE continues to grow. You're loving up on the puppy, aren't you?
Loving my puppy.
Chewy.
Choo-choo.
They've dominated the company from the very start, however, including achieving an accolade that almost certainly can never be duplicated again in wrestling world. In the year 2000, Triple H won the WWE World Championship from the Big Show. And a few months later, Stephanie McMahon won the WWE Women's Championship from Jacqueline, with both members of the couple holding single titles. But that actually wasn't during the time of their relationship. Triple H and Stephanie became the first and ever only married couple to hold the top singles title in any major wrestling promotion's history. And like while there have been several great wrestling couples throughout time who perhaps could have duplicated the feat, including Edge and Lita and AJ Lee and Danny Bryan, the McMahon-Helmsley regime remains the only decorated married couple in WWE.
That's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, and that's probably something that won't ever happen again. So there you go. That's for Valentine's Day, a story of romance.
And intrigue.
Intriguing. So, thank you for filling in this week.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
I appreciate it.
It was fun.
Good. I'm glad you had fun.
I'm famous now.
Man, I think it's now time for us to open our Valentine's Day gifts. So, I will say this. Check us out on Beer City Media on Twitter. Potty Slam on Facebook and on Twitter. Check out Conspiracy Therapy on Twitter and on Facebook. And I believe Josh and April's Off Tempo will be coming back soon. So check that out as well on Facebook. Okay, bye.
Valentine told me who's to go. He's treasured most of all the teachers and the football star. It's in his tiny face, it's in his scrawny hand. Valentine told him so, he's got something to say. It's Valentine.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.